Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
I love all alpha male pleasure pursuits. I love my cigars. I love my libations. I love my dames and my harem. Oh, do I ever. Talk about fantastic pleasure maneuvers, especially horizontal pleasure maneuvers. I enjoy grilling, steaks, travel, golf. But at the top of the list, this alpha male in chief, your global five-star general, absolutely loves flight. I love aviation. I love being on the flight line. I always say there is nothing like the smell of Jet A early in the morning. Jet fuel wafting all around me. Of course, no lit cigars around Jet A, or Avgas for that matter. And one of my favorite times of the year is Sun and Fun, the Sun and Fun International Flying and Expo, Lakeland, Florida. We will commence broadcast maneuvers on the flight line for the next 2 hours. Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Flying has always been great, so we never have to say make flying great again. Your global five-star Alpha male in chief, as I mentioned, from Sun and Fun, the second largest air show in the country, right in the heart of Central Florida. Goes on today and again tomorrow. And they call it First in Fun, Fast in Flight, the 45th anniversary of the Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo. We've got some great guests that will be joining us for the next 2 hours. This is the one time of year where I get to spout off about one of my great passions, and that is aviation. And a lot of alphas I know, they all say, General, love being around airplanes, love being able to see airplanes. I remember as a kid going to airports, being to touch airplanes, and just the sounds, the noise, the smells. Well, we are right on the flight line the next 2 hours. And we've got some great guests, as I mentioned. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Jason Shepard of M0A.com. He has revolutionized flight training via the Internet and via YouTube. We will have him, and also Stevio One Canivo, professional pilot and YouTuber. He will be joining us. Tons of great videos he shoots in flight. And then the second hour, we'll be joined by Mark Baker, the Chief Executive Officer of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. And we'll wrap it up with John Leitz Lienhouts, the President and CEO of Sun and Fun. So we've got a great 2 hours for you front and center. And you can hear in the background the Thunderbirds that are going to be performing the next... What's that? Oh, the Blue Angels. I'm sorry. I meant the Thunderbirds. Thank you, Captain Eric, who I will... and introduce in just a moment. The Blue Angels, that is correct. They have been doing some practice maneuvers, flying ready for some of their big exhibits the next day and today and tomorrow. But let me bring in a longtime friend, aviation mentor to me, Captain Eric, who is a captain on an Airbus A330 for one of, as they say, the major airlines of the nation and the world. Captain Eric, when you are on my flight deck, I'm the boss.
Absolutely. I'm the co-pilot, the first officer today.
But when I am in your flight deck on the A330, and we've been in the simulator on the A320 and A330 many, many times, I always follow your wise words of wisdom. It has made me a much better pilot. And when I fly, I take pride in the fact that I fly professionally like the ATP, the air transport pilots. There is checklists, everything. There's nothing left to chance. I fly like a professional. That's the only way to fly when it comes to aviation. And Captain Eric, you and Captain Cy Emeris as well, longtime mentors.
Well, absolutely, General. And, I mean, I can say without a doubt, I was just talking to one of the guys here that stopped by the tent that recognized you, and we were talking about your airplane and your flying ability. And I said, it's truly amazing his level of expertise when he climbs in the cockpit. And I remember...
Love those Blue Angels, baby.
And what do we call that? The sound of freedom, right?
The sound of freedom.
Oh, outstanding. Anyway, remember when we gave you the couple manuals to look over?
I did.
The next thing I know, we're in the simulator.
Correct.
And you're flying the simulator like a seasoned veteran. Let me take this off here, Steve. Sorry. And I've got to say, General, I've never seen a non-airline person, so to speak, fly the simulator as well as you. Amazing.
And when we talk about a simulator, I want to give everyone an idea. This is not like a little Xbox game.
No.
This is a $20 million full-motion FAA-certified flight simulator. Looks, sounds, and feels like the real airplane, responds like the real airplane. The visualization is a full 180, just absolutely incredible. When you're in the clouds, when you're shooting an approach, you feel like you're in the real airplane. I remember we did a flight from Washington National to LaGuardia on the A330.
Yeah.
I hand flew it the entire time, but I remember you put in some thunderstorms along the way, and
right.
We had to deviate around it. And I got to tell you, there's a pucker factor. You're in that simulator, but you're looking at that big blob of red, and you know what's in there,
right.
And we're deviating, and we're picking up some turbulence. You think you're in the real airplane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, the thing that always gets me is just the motion part of it, is
mm-hmm.
the turbulence that you can put in. Even as we were joking around a minute ago about pushing back from the gate, even feeling just the bumps in the taxi route and everything,
yep.
it's amazing.
And
so.
When you swing around the airplane, pulling on the runway, and you got to swing far and wide because the trucks on that airplane...
Yeah,
on the A330 are way behind you, and the nose gear is way behind you.
Right.
So you got to overshoot the runway. When you turn that hard, it's a little – you got to get adjusted to that.
Yeah,
it's weird because you know you're not physically moving like that, but you think you are.
Truly.
So it really is fascinating.
Truly. No, it is. It's when you think about the strides that we've made in aviation training, now you see all these little simulators and everything, but what we have at the airline is just – it's amazing that you can the level of the realness that you feel, and then everything that you can duplicate in there that you would never want to do in the airplane. You know, pressurization problems, fire problems, whatever. You know, it's amazing. Truly,
you've even done aerodynamic stalls and ultra steep turns. But on the Airbus, we had to take off a lot of the multiple flight computers to be able to manually do that and override because you have something called its alpha prod, isn't it, that protects you past, what, 45 degrees?
Yeah, basically, we have different...
alpha floor, alpha prod.
Yeah, very good. We call them the laws.
The laws,
of the
flight laws, that's
yep,
right.
Yep. So it keeps you out of trouble.
And we'll get into the Boeing 737 MAX issues. I've delved into the last 3 weeks, and we'll get into that because there's some new developments on that. But, Captain Eric, you have lived in the Tampa Bay area. First of all, let's talk about your flying career.
Okay.
You are a captain on the A330.
Yes.
Prior to that, you were captain on the A320 and also what's called a Czech airman.
Yes.
Meaning you actually certify pilots designated by the FAA. You are able to give them a type certificate. Any airplane over 12,500 pounds, they have to be certified to fly that specific airplane, and you're the man that gives them the Czech rides.
Yes.
In the simulator.
Yep, that's correct. You could go from never seeing the airplane, going through about 4 weeks of ground school and about 3 weeks of simulator, and be licensed to fly the airplane without ever really seeing the airplane. Of course, in the airline industry, we're all pretty much equally qualified. Everybody pretty much has a college education, some form of professional flying in the background, either military, corporate, commuter, you know, express, whatever. So everybody comes to the airline with many, many thousands and thousands of hours. But like you said, the simulator enables us to train pilots without going out and flying an airplane doing, you know, some less than desirable maneuvers that you could not or would not want to duplicate in the airplane. So it's unbelievable.
And we are looking at one of the Blue Angels now,
wow.
Just rotating 45 degrees right, 90 degrees right,
yeah.
90 degree bank left.
Wow.
Doing a little inverted flight. And I'll tell you, you know, that's the sound of freedom. How the hell would you like to be on the other end of that, like when you're in Afghanistan? The sound of up S
yeah.
Creek, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when you hear those, the rumbling of those aircraft, it really is truly amazing and powerful. That, my friends, is the United States of America knocking on your door. But, Captain Eric, let's talk about your flying background. Captain Eric, our guest, longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show, and been to many of our Alpha Pleasure Fests, Charlotte, Buffalo, the Cigar City of Tampa. Captain Eric, talk about your flying background from Indiana originally.
Right. Started flying actually when I was at Speedway High School in Indiana, and then flew at, started out in Air Force ROTC. You'll appreciate this. Jimmy Carter got elected my sophomore year, and they cut all the defense spending, and they gave us the option of staying in or getting out. They said, if you stay in, you'll probably be sitting in a missile silo in South Dakota somewhere. And I said, no, I want to fly airplanes. And, you know, extremely blessed. It worked out well because I got hired with the airline much sooner than if I would have stayed in the Air Force. So I got hired younger, checked out as a captain much younger and all that stuff.
All right, so let's talk about your first airline job.
Okay.
So you learned to fly in a Cessna 150.
That's correct.
And I learned to fly in a Cessna 152. Two-seater.
Yes.
110 horsepower, maybe.
I was going to say, did I have that much?
I think it was 90.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget when I soloed and went up with one person, I'm like, man, this thing actually has got power. I thought I was in a 757.
Yeah.
It like flew more than 200 feet a minute
yeah.
of climb speed. So, and once I got my pilot's license, and I'm sure you're the same, I said, I'm never going in a Cessna 152 again. One navigation and communications radio. The seats were about maybe 14 inches wide.
I'm not sure you and I could get in there.
Oh, I don't think there's no way. No way. It was a tight squeeze. Literally, if the wind, you didn't even need the wind to blow. If somebody, you know, sneezed, the right wing would come up. I mean, that's how sensitive this airplane, but it's a great training airplane. And everybody, you look at all the major airline captains, many of them all started the same way in a small little Cessna or a Piper.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you weren't military, if you did general aviation, pretty much, yeah, everybody started out in either a Cessna or a Piper.
So you have your commercial rating.
Yep. I graduate from Purdue.
I went to Purdue. You're a Boilermaker.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was rooting for them.
Hey, thanks.
In the March Madness, I was rooting for them.
Yep,
it was.
Yep.
Should have won that game.
Yeah. Oh, I know. So, after Purdue, I flew corporate for a while, and which was kind of nice.
What did you fly?
It was a Cessna 310, which is just a six-passenger.
Twin-engine.
Is that
pressurized for 310?
It is not. And okay. I needed some, you know, twin-engine time. So I flew for this guy. Funny enough, I mean, he thought it was a Learjet. So we're flying all over the country in this thing, and it was great because it was a great way to build time. But from there, I left to go where I met Captain Tsai on the jump seat. I went to New Jersey to fly for a commuter airline, an Allegheny commuter airline out there, flying a 19-passenger Twin Otter.
A de Havilland Twin Otter.
Yeah, yeah. No flight attendant or anything.
They still fly those down in the Caribbean Islands.
Yeah, absolutely. No air conditioning.
And the throttles are up top, not on the
right.
bottom. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a pretty solid airplane.
Yeah, built like a tank. So
yeah.
Slow, but it was great. Turbine airplane, so I built my time there. And then I got hired by the airline in 1982.
And this was U.S. Air, not Allegheny.
Yeah, U.S.
Air.
U.S. Air.
U.S. Air. So you met Captain Tsai. When Captain Tsai was the captain on what, a Bach 111?
It was a Bach 111.
Which, talk about a tank. That airplane, the BAC 111, the British airplane,
yes.
was a kind of similar to the DC-9, but that thing was built like an absolute brick tank.
It was. It was a tank. It was, once again, it was very slow. Our max altitude, because we didn't have an oxygen system on it, 25,000 feet.
Oh, really? On the Bach?
Yeah, no oxygen system.
I never knew that. And actually, Mohawk Airlines flew those, and then when Allegheny and Mohawk merged,
exactly,
they got those airplanes. So Captain Tsai, you meet, he was a captain. You're jump seating while on. Now, what was the airline that you were with the
Allegheny Commuter.
Allegheny Commuter.
Which was a U.S. Air Commuter at the time, you know, feeder.
Allegheny Commuter. So tell us the great story about how you met and what he said to you. There's a water analogy in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going from Philadelphia to Indianapolis, and he graciously let me sit up there, this snot-nosed kid, you know. And just like, to me, it was like the space shuttle as far as I was concerned. I didn't know, you know, Bach 111 was not all that at that time. But I'm sitting up there, and he asked me what I flew, and I told him, and he said, "So what's a co-pilot on a Twin Otter make?" You know, and I thought, which is kind of bold, but you know,
you had a pay stub.
I had a pay stub in my jacket, but I mean,
you showed it to him.
I showed him, and I can remember what it was. It was $262, and he says, "You know what?" He said to me back in 1982. He said, "That doesn't seem that right." It was 81. He said, "That's not that bad." You know, that's, let's see, let's do the math. That's $1,000 a month to live on for a co-pilot, single, whatever, and everything. You could get by on that. And I said, excuse me, Captain, that's for 2 weeks. I said, no, wait, you make $131 a week? I said, yeah, unfortunately. And he said, kid, I don't want to upset you too much, but I got to tell you, he said, $131 a week. I said, yeah, he goes, my Perrier bill runs more than that a week. So,
great story.
It is a great story, and who would have ever known that he and I would have ended up flying together?
Exactly, good friends, and then all of us together, kind of how we all met.
And that's how you and I met, through Captain Tsai.
Through Captain Tsai, exactly. And I should say that Captain Tsai, also a flying mentor of mine and great friend, like a brother, Captain Tsai retired as the number two seniority captain at U.S. Air.
Yes.
U.S. Airways.
Yes.
Flying the A330, he was the first pilot at U.S. Airways to be checked out in an A330. He went to Toulouse, France, got checked out, then came back and taught all the other captains U.S. Air. And he was obviously highly thought of. To get to number two seniority is off the charts.
Right.
But he was very highly respected and knew back when Ed Kolodny ran Allegheny, great airline, knew everybody, some great stories there. And then you and I obviously got together and got to know each other. And then from there, you started at U.S. Air as a flight engineer, correct?
Yeah, we just talked. Remember, we just got on the 727. Here's Sun and Fun.
There's an old FedEx Piedmont 727. We walked through it, and you can see the flight deck, the cockpit. You said, that used to be my office right there, flight engineer.
Yeah, the guy, there's a young guy over there, and he says, do you guys have any questions about this airplane? The general says, excuse me, son, but he used to fly this airplane, so
he can answer them all.
Yeah, he'll answer them for me. So, yeah,
the kid's like, okay.
So,
how long were you on the 727?
On the 727 for a year.
That was a great airplane.
Oh,
great
airplane. Yeah, it was fast and it was just
comfortable,
it was great
for passengers.
It rode so well in turbulence.
Big three engines.
Yep. Built like a tank. And then I actually went to the Bach 111 then.
Oh, you did.
So after the Bach, DC-9. MD-80, the Airbus 320, then the 7576, Boeing, and now the 330.
Now, let's talk about what was your favorite plane of all time to fly?
General, that would have to be your airplane, serving as your co-pilot.
That's true. Alpha Army 1. Correct.
That goes without saying.
That's true. But no, every pilot I know loves the DC-9.
You know?
Love the DC-9.
You could do things with that airplane that you couldn't do with anything else. You know, you start throwing stuff out like the slats and gear and everything, 250 knots and everything. So you could really. But I think my favorite airplane probably, and probably a lot of guys that are listening to this may laugh about this, but I always enjoyed the MD-80. It was kind of a challenge to land and everything, but the cockpit was ultra quiet. So I always liked the MD-80.
Now, Bach 111, you told me you were coming back, I think going into New York. Through New York State, had the worst turbulence of your life.
Ever thought
that Bach 111 was going to, the tail was going to fly off.
I literally thought I was going to hear the wings clapping over my head. I mean, it just was turbulence like I've never been in since then.
No kidding.
It was unbelievable.
And that was the days of the old little green one monochrome radar. Not great. Not like today.
On the captain's side, and he's driving us through this thing, and it's just like, you know, we've got we got into where we shouldn't have been, but it was the technology wasn't there. That doesn't happen now.
Today it's just totally different.
Yep.
And now you fly the 757. That's a sports car to fly. That's a great
very sexy airplane.
Looking at that airplane on the ground,
yes,
it says, I deserve to be flying right now. I belong in the air.
Yeah.
That just some airplanes not in motion on the ground just look like they belong in the air, and that was one of them. And the mistake that Boeing made, which is a great transition momentarily, is they did not design a clean sheet a plane for the 737 replacement. And the 737 MAX, which was a derivative of the 737s from 1968, just didn't have the height, the fuselage. Where you look at a Boeing 757 with those big RB211 Rolls-Royce Ultra High Bypass Turbofan engines, you got plenty of clearance. That's what they should have done. But before we go to that, Captain Eric, how do you like flying the A330? You flew the A320, fly-by-wire.
I love it.
Different airplane.
I'm hoping that I'll be afforded the opportunity to fly it for the next. I've got 3.5 years before I have to retire, so I'm hoping that I can just stay put on the 330. It's a great airplane. Lots of room in the cockpit. It has a side stick, so there's no yoke, you know, stuck between your legs, and you can. It's a real gentleman's airplane. I've got a table that I can pull out at 41,000 feet to eat my hot fudge sundae. You know, it's great, and I just do Europe once a week. That's kind of.
What's your favorite? What was your favorite? Or what is? Or what it was your favorite destination?
I like Munich.
München.
Yeah.
Tel Aviv too. You told me.
That was always Tel Aviv, easily my favorite. Yeah, easily my favorite.
Yeah.
But since we got pulled out of Tel Aviv now, Munich is.
München. Yeah, say hello to Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
You can take my German shepherds. Their ancestral homeland.
And yeah.
Although when I told them, hey, you want to go with Captain Eric to Germany? They looked and said, woof, woof. Hell no, we're not going with her.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I was just saying, are you drawing some parallel there between Sultan and Baron and Angela?
No.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
they're better looking. Yeah. I didn't want to say it. But.
Far better looking.
Yeah.
How many flight hours do you have total?
Around 20,000. I kind of
put me to shame.
Well, you know what though? I probably could have had a lot more, but I spent so many years in the office and in the simulator.
Yeah,
so
right. You made your training.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That's a cool
Absolutely.
Cool thing.
Yeah,
and I remember going in at 2-3 in the morning with you numerous times, flying.
Oh,
you said I can get you in at 2. I'm like, I'm there.
Yeah.
No problem. 6 a.m. I'm there, ready to go.
Yeah, I miss those days.
Ready to go. All right, we just got about a minute left, and. We're not going to have enough time to get into the Boeing thing, but we'll pick it up a little bit later on in the show, because I want to talk about Boeing, because this past week it came out that the two Ethiopian Airlines pilots, they followed Boeing's revised procedure after the Lion Air crash back in October, November. They followed it to the T, and the plane still went down. Boeing's got a big, massive problem on their hands. Frankly, I think the confidence in the 737 MAX by the flying public and by pilots alike, permanently tarnished. And if I was an airline that had a 737 MAX order, now Southwest won't do this because they're all a 737 shop, I would nix the order, go to Airbus or say to Boeing, come up with a new clean sheet design or we'll go somewhere else. End of discussion. All right, we will continue from the flight line at the 45th annual Sun and Fun International Flying and Expo from Lakeland Linder International, or regional airport, I should say, Lakeland, Florida, in the heart of the Sunshine State.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Tradition traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys in Calgary. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was thinking wild, the sun is sinking low, we could go.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard Alpha Army One with service to Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo in Lakeland, Florida. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride as your global aviator-in-chief, Cigar Dave, has the controls.
You are in absolute good hands. We're joined front and center on the flight line at Sun and Fun. We've got Captain Eric, and we've got two special guests. One repeat guest and one a guest virgin, if you will. First up, we've got Jason Schappert of M0A.com. And appropriate, we're playing Learning to Fly because, Jason, great, you have revolutionized, really, taken flight training into the 21st century. Building on the backs, we've got John and Martha King,
yes,
who also were here. I'm sure you bought their tapes way back.
Yeah, of course
VHS,
I did.
VHS, that was huge.
Don't have one anymore.
No,
VHS
we don't.
Player, yes.
But you have made the jump to the 21st century.
Yes,
and also,
you,
we've got Steve-O One Knievo, professional pilot and YouTuber. I'd say professional YouTuber as well. Great aviation adventures from the cockpit. I just saw you did one in a Cirrus and also in a, I want to say, a Cessna Stationair coming from a very cool place in Georgia.
Heaven's Landing.
Heaven's Landing. We just went over there and picked it
Absolutely.
Up. And I said, I've got to watch his tape again because I want to fly in there, but it looks quite challenging.
It's a great place to fly into. It was one of the most beautiful approaches I think I've ever done in my life. It was amazing. Definitely heaven on earth.
Well, the gals that were at the Heavens on Earth booth.
Oh, yeah, they were angels in the booth.
They were very angelic, too. We're going to add them to the harem. So I want to get in both because both of you guys have really harnessed the 21st century. So first up, Jason, we talked last year. I discovered you just doing a Google search, and I think I saw you over here. Actually, it was the AOPA flying at Peter O'Knight Airport in
Tampa. You're right.
And I bought a couple of your books. And, you know, as pilots, as an aviator, we always want, just like a golfer, we want the best golf shot, the best landing available. And it's always a challenge. Captain Eric, you've got 20,000 flight hours on the A330.
Yes.
Every landing, you want to be a greaser.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to do it for the pastures, but there's a little bit of, you know, narcissism involved in that as well. Right, guys?
Yeah,
absolutely.
A lot of narcissism. Absolutely. You know, like if I've had a landing, I'm like, that was about an 8. Passengers are like, what seemed okay to me? I go, we walked away from it. Yeah,
right.
Sure, it was great.
Right.
But I want that 10. You don't even feel the mains touching down. You want that nose wheel off. And you've provided a great, just free information.
Yes.
That I have learned on crosswinds and even communication, and a good pilot is a learning pilot.
Always learning. You're exactly right, Dave. And you're right. We've harnessed the 21st century. Gone are VHS tapes. Many people don't even have DVD players now.
Gone.
So we're uploading all our content to YouTube. We have a freemium business model. I always say, if you love the free content we put out there, imagine the great paid content as well. So when you're doing a Google search for steep turns and slow flight and stalls and everything else, really to hold your hand. Did you have a fear of stalling, Dave? Or what was your big struggle in your flight training? A lot of people are afraid of stalls or turning stalls, whatever that may be.
Turning stalls, you're always worried you're going to wing over.
Oh, yeah.
I would say crosswind landings because I had an instructor that really never – he kind of taught me the slip, you know, method where uncoordinated flight, I could never
it's
get
tough.
It. I go in the simulator with Captain Eric and my buddy Captain Cy. They're like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm trying to cross control. They go,
you're
in an Airbus, man. Grab it. You're working too hard. Once I did that, all my crosswind landings, all of a sudden, everything just aha moment.
It takes a
no
click
problem.
Like that. And that's what we try to provide through our YouTube videos, the best of our ability, teaching these great tips. Someone struggles with landings. It's either about airspeed or where you're putting your eyes. You're too fast, you're too slow, or you're looking too close over the cowling, looking at that first centerline stripe. Take those eyes down that runway, right, if that ground's sneaking up on you. It's airspeed and eyes, the two big saviors of landings.
And somebody that's watched many of your videos on YouTube, on the Internet, your approach is the exact same way you and I talking as it is on video. And I think there is a very comforting, big comforting factor for student pilots because you get that grip, that, you know, death grip.
Yes.
And let's face it, it's a lot of unknowns. There's nothing worse than when an instructor says, we're going to do aerodynamic stalls, and you don't know what's going on.
Right.
You have a great way of introducing students to new material and simplifying it. So at the end, you're like, I get it now.
Yes.
So really great job on that. What courses are available? We've got a lot of people saying, you know, I've always been interested in flying. Maybe I want to learn to get my pilot's license. You have multiple courses available. A lot of free material, but paid courses.
Absolutely. Our paid courses, we go all the way actually from drones, earning your Part 107 commercial drone certificate, all the way up to being a CFI and eventually ATP.
Which is a certified flight instructor.
Exactly.
An ATP air transport pilot, so you have instrument on there as well.
Of course, you have commercial, everything else in there.
Multi-engine,
everything else is included in there. And where I always tell people to start, and we talked about this last year, is I have a book, a free book, actually called The Private Pilot Blueprint. It's everything I wish someone would have told me before I started my flight training, how to save time and money through the entire process and really kind of hold in their hand through all that. Finding a great flight instructor. Did you know you get the same blue certificate whether you fly in a Cessna 150 or you fly in that Cirrus? Whatever it may be, you have to find what best suits you, your budget, your time, and everything else like that, holding their hand through the process. Because aviation, people love it, but how do I get started? And that's the purpose of that book there.
I learned to start learning to fly in college at Syracuse University. I think it was 1985. And I can tell you that my first in-flight instructor, I had him for 10 hours. I ended up going to the flight school saying, we're not on the same page.
Yes.
He doesn't communicate at all. I have no idea. The first time we're going out, we're doing steep turns and stalls. Very first flight. I don't know what's going on. Doesn't explain it. And the head of the flight school said, you got to be 100% comfortable. He said, I want you to talk to other flight instructors. Saw one where we just connected, communicated, and he said, no, we're not doing stalls. We're not going to do steep turns. Let's just fly the airplane and just have a little fun.
Yes.
Learn basic turns. Let's take off, land. And then everything built from there, and that really set me on the right course. Steve-O, one Kinevo.
Yeah, thanks for having me on board here, Cigar Dave.
Great to have you on. I got to tell you that I've enjoyed your videos. I love just sitting in my great room on my big screen TV, pulling up the YouTube app, subscribe to your channel, watching some great videos. I remember you had one where you had a lot of crosswinds going into the Bahamas.
Yeah, 25.
And you were working that yoke, and I'm like, man, he's working too hard. Man, there's a lot of work going on there.
That's the thing with the Bahamas. You know, you don't have a lot of multiple runways to choose from.
No, you don't.
You got one.
You're it. You're it. So tell us about your background. You're from Wisconsin originally. Where in Wisconsin?
Grew up in Wisconsin, Eau Claire, and I joined the Coast Guard to get out of the Midwest. I like the ocean. I did 4 years in the Coast Guard. After I got out of there, I decided I wanted to start flying airplanes. I had the Montgomery GI Bill from being in the military. Helped pay 60% of all my ratings after the private, which was really a big help. I really didn't even want to do aviation as a career when I first started. I just really enjoyed flying airplanes. I always wanted to do it when I was a kid. So here was the opportunity to get this done. So, you know, I got my ratings all down in South Florida. And the job opportunities just started coming along. And it was something I really wanted to pursue and make a career out of, you know, after you start doing it.
What year did you start flying?
I think it was around 2006.
What was the first plane you flew?
172.
I was 152. He's a 150. And I tell the story all the time, once I got my license, I said, I'm never going in a 152 again. And I never have gone in a 152. And when I went to a Cessna 172, I said, wow, man, I've gone from a 152 to an L-1011. I mean, this thing is huge compared. Big, big difference. So you started out, like a lot of people, 172. And tell us how you started to become a professional pilot.
Yeah, I didn't go the traditional route. That was back when you could actually get hired. I started on a 121 regional airline out of South Florida. And I started flying Metroliners as a co-pilot. I don't know if you know Metroliners. They're old and there's no autopilot.
I call them the cigar airplane. Yeah. Because those Metroliners, that was the... who made that airplane again?
Fairchild. Yeah.
Fairchild, exactly right. In fact, their Metroliner, and there was another one that was a friend of mine used to fly for a guy that just as a private plane. I'm trying to remember what that model was. But
the Merlin.
The Merlin. He used to call it the Cigar Merlin because it looked like long, giant Corona is what it looked like.
Yeah, and so I got hired at 400 hours total time. And I'll tell you right now, you really don't know what you're doing at 400 hours.
Not at all. Not at all.
You know, I'm glad that the regulations have actually changed a little bit.
I agree.
For the safety of, you know, the public.
I agree.
So I was a co-pilot, and, you know, there's no autopilot, and we were doing a lot of hours, long days, and you're as the co-pilot, you are the autopilot for that captain. He puts you on those controls for long periods of time. So, you know, I racked up a lot of time flying the Metroliners and then transitioned over to Saab 340s, which is a lot of fun, that airplane.
Was that American Eagle you transitioned to?
It was actually Florida Coastal Airlines.
Florida Coastal, okay.
Called.
Yeah, Saab 340, pretty good turboprop airplane.
Yeah,
starting to retire them now.
Yeah, and at one point, you know, I knew I had tons of time as co-pilots. And I knew from my resume, a company gave me an opportunity to fly King Airs and Caravans, PIC. And some people
pilot in command.
Yeah, pilot in command, so a single pilot. And, you know, some people were like, oh, you're going to leave flying a Saab 340 to go fly smaller caravans and King Airs? But to me, I knew that's where I wanted to go for my resume. And I love flying single pilot. To me, I love the challenge of it. You don't have to deal with a grumpy captain or co-pilot.
Captain Eric Tate, he's never grumpy.
Come on.
Are you kidding? The whole ride over to Munich or to Rome, he's like, oh, where do we take you to this restaurant? We're going to go have a cigar here.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows all the places.
Sounds like Captain Eric would be a lot of fun to fly.
Captain Eric is a lot of fun.
My motto is, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
There you go.
That's it. Have a good time. You know, that's why we all love aviation, because it is something that's fun, that's enjoyable. Most of the time, we always say. So you end up, tell us how you made the transition to becoming a YouTuber and having all these videos of you in the cockpit on numerous types of aircraft available. I mean, there's you got to have a couple of hundred on there.
Yeah, it's well over 100. I started on YouTube, I think around 2006 also, is when I started my YouTube account. And I originally just started posting videos of aviation, footage along with music. Where the big transition to my channel came is one simple cord that I bought. It was an GoPro Aviation audio cable. a $50 cable, I was like, my gosh, that's a lot of money for one little cable. But the amount of opportunities that have come out of just being able to talk to the camera while
right.
flying has been
huge.
Amazing.
Right, absolutely. And it's cool to put the GoPro, but when you pair it up with the audio and you can talk and hear AT's air traffic control, that really is very, very cool. And when you think about it, GoPros have revolutionized. You wouldn't be in business if there wasn't a GoPro.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. I mean, these cameras, we're professional broadcasters. I remember when I was in high school, an RCA TK-76 that weighed about 30 pounds on your shoulder with a beta pack on your other shoulder, about 100 pounds between them. That was probably a $50,000 unit. Today, these GoPros are fit in your hand, and the quality of video is through the roof. It's fantastic.
4K. You know, you can upload
4K. 4K. It's really, really unbelievable how things have changed. So you started that, and you just started this following. People started following you.
Yeah. How I do, with my videos, a lot of aviation pilots, really, they don't come across like this, but when I am flying an airplane, every single thing I'm thinking about or, you know, I'm doing with the airplane, I speak it out loud.
Right.
So there, if I'm thinking something, I'm saying, you know, this is what I'm thinking about. Or when I'm touching a button, I'm telling them why I'm touching the button and what that button's doing. So when I do a YouTube video, there's two things I say that the viewers like to have. They want to be entertained, and they also want to learn something.
Right.
You know, those are two key points to a good video.
Entertainment, information.
Yeah. Exactly
right. And, you know, when you look at
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Believe All Ogre Again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive three fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia Drew Estate, Sindicato Fonseca, incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. It's Alpha Male Pleasure in the Stratosphere.
Oh, sort of like the Mile High Club.
This is the Cigar Dave Show from the annual Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo in Lakeland, Florida. And now, your aviator-in-chief, Cigar Dave.
Great privilege to have fantastic guests with us in the remaining of this half hour. We've got Captain Eric, A330 Captain on a major airline. And by the way, Captain Eric, your Instagram, how many followers do you have now?
A little over 35,000.
35,000. It is Eric, E-R-I-C-D, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Eric D. Jordan for Instagram. And we've also got Jason Shepard of M0A.com and Steve-O-1 Knievo, professional pilot and YouTuber, as well as all the other social media. Jason, in my hand, I've got the Private Pilot Blueprint. And if you go to privatepilotblueprint.com, you can get the book, and it also talks about ways that you can make sure you don't waste your money, because flying is not an inexpensive endeavor. But by the way, I got to tell you, there's a picture of you next to your Cessna 172. You are a suit looking very corporate, Jason. I got to tell you, it worries me.
I want to be like you when I grow up, Dave.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Very corporate. I got to tell you. Very pretty soon, you're going to have committees and lots of meetings, I can tell.
And harems.
Harem's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing to have. So tell us, Private Pilot Blueprint, the definitive roadmap to saving time and money on your private pilot certificate. You don't know what you don't know. I wish I had this when I learned to fly.
Absolutely. And I'm going to use the example you talked about with finding a flight instructor that just didn't fit with you. You know, when I was doing my commercial pilot certificate back in 2006, 2007, the airlines were hiring like crazy. I got passed around to 8 different flight instructors, because if you had time in your logbook and a heartbeat, everybody and their brother wanted to hire you at that time. So I had 8 different CFIs for my commercial pilot certificate. And this instructor knew I was great at slow flight, but I was terrible at steep turns, whatever it may be, and that never got translated and passed on to the next the next instructors. So that's what really made it all so difficult working through that here. So again, going back, and one thing I teach in there is to find a CFI that works with you, works for you. Find a CFI that works for your schedule. If maybe, Cigar Dave, you say, listen, Jason, I can only fly on the weekends. And I say, weekends don't work for me. I want to fly Monday through Friday. You have to find something that works for your schedule, right, your personality, within your budget as well with that.
And I need to come and visit you in Ocala because I want to get my seaplane rating. And you, as a certified flight instructor and CFII instrument instructor, yes, you also can teach in a seaplane.
Seaplane.
What is it, about 8 hours, 10 hours?
It's around that. Someone of your skill level, though, Dave, it's going to be less.
I hear that is the most fun rating of any rating to get.
There's something romantic about standing on the float of an old Piper Cub and having a hand prop it. And then hop back in.
Oh, no, no. I'm not hand propping it. That I can tell you. That the general doesn't do. However, if you want to hand prop it, you can get back in. But there is something very cool about landing on a lake or landing on water where you've got this, you know, instead of a strip, you're looking at a giant, you know, opportunity to land.
It's beautiful, but the beauty is difficult in that way.
It is.
The choppy weather, the choppy water is actually much easier for depth perception. Glassy water landing is one of the hardest things you'll do in a seaplane.
Really?
You don't have depth perception on glassy water. If it's perfectly still, you don't know when the water is coming, but you know it's coming. Whereas if there's a little bit of a chop, a little bit of a wave, it's just like a runway. I can actually see the water coming.
Well, that's why I'm going to a pro like you, Jason, because you are going to guide me on the right path. And Steve One Canivo, YouTuber, professional pilot, tell us about your next video. What was the last video you did?
Well, the last one was Sun and Fun. I flew with the Aeroshell team. And I did a really cool video where Speedo, the number two pilot for the Aeroshell team, brought me up board. And we did a whole video together, you know, showcasing what they do. But next week's going to be pretty exciting. I'll be flying here with Jason for my first official tailwheel lesson. And we're going to fly a 1940 J3 Cub. And we're going to do some cool landings on a grass strip. I'm going to attempt to land it, you know, for the first time. And my first official flight lesson. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be really exciting.
Being that I am on a tricycle type of gear, as most airplanes are today, what's the biggest challenge, Jason, in landing a tail dragger like the DC-3 or that Cub? Because to me, I look at it and I said, it's kind of weird taxing. You're up about 30 degrees at an angle. What's the biggest challenge?
On the landings, it's all about leverage. Think in a standard tricycle gear airplane, the distance from the nose wheel to the main wheels is very, very short.
Right.
There's less opportunity for that airplane to get, we call it, squirrely.
Right.
Whereas if you look at a Piper Cub, the mains are so far up front, and that tail wheel is another, you know, 10 feet back behind you. That tail wheel can come and wrap around you real quick, and that's called a ground loop. And that tail comes around and doesn't make for a very good day. So you have to land those mains straight and keep that tail straight. Crosswind landings and a tail wheel, that's prime ground looping territory there.
Well, I can tell you that our mutual friend, Captain Cy Emeris, retired as the number two seniority captain at U.S. Airways. Got to be about 10 years ago now. Flew the A330, the first one at U.S. Airways to fly the A330 and became the Czech airman for U.S. Airways. His first professional pilot job with Allegheny Airlines as a first officer on a DC-3.
Wow.
So when you look at the DC-3s, you come in here at the Sun and Fun, you look at that saying, that's got to be weird, climbing up at an angle and talk about that's also a major challenge. I want to tell everyone, if you are interested in purchasing anything from M0A, I think we're going to share this with all of our Cigar Dave listeners. You go to M0A.com, use the promo code SNF30, that is Sierra November Foxtrot 30, you get 30% off. So we're going to share that with you. You have to be at Sun and Fun, but, Jason, we appreciate that. Steve One Canivo, a professional pilot and YouTuber, also available on Twitter and all the other social media. Continued success. Great job. Really enjoy your videos.
Thanks,
I'm glad
Dave,
you could both join us
today.
Thank
you. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you.
We have much more coming your way in hour number two from the flight line at the 45th Annual Sun and Fun International Flying and Expo. Mark Baker, CEO of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, will be joining us. We'll be conducting the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. And we'll be joined by Lights Leanhouts, the CEO of Sun and Fun. Much more coming your way. Hour two of the Cigar Day Show.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Representative Omar of Minnesota. Oh, I forgot. She doesn't like Israel. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
The president also thanked Jewish supporters for their votes in 2016 and looked forward to more support in 2020. Former South Carolina Senator Ernest Hollings, better known as Fritz, had a long distinguished career in the Senate, even an unsuccessful run for the Democratic presidential nomination. Moderate Democrat helped shepherd South Carolina through desegregation as governor, served six Senate terms, but was pretty much the junior senator from the state. Strom Thurmond retired at age 100 as the longest-serving senator in history. Hollings was 97 when he passed away this morning. Not going again to this year, as this year's annual correspondence dinner, President Trump says it's a waste of time.
For the third year in a row, President Trump will be a no-show at the dinner attended by White House correspondents and news organizations.
The dinner is so boring and so negative that we're going to hold a very positive rally.
The president continually bashes the press, calling it fake news. And once again this year, he'll hold a rally on the night of the dinner. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, protesters from the Yellow Vest movement taking to the streets of France for the 21st straight weekend today, with hundreds gathered for a march outside Paris, one of the numerous protests around the country. The demonstration is being held over President Emmanuel Macron's policies. News and analysis at townhall.com.
There are some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night. Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the three-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continuous customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to ReliefFactor.com.
As the clock ticks down for British politicians and European Union leaders scrambling to find a way to make the Brexit work for them, there are various scenarios that could play out, as we hear from Sarah Shackley reporting from London.
If Britain can't break the impasse, it risks crashing out of the EU without a deal. This could lead to tariffs on trade between Britain and the EU, as well as customs checks that could cause gridlock at ports and shortages of essential goods. Or there could be a breakthrough. Britain might find a compromise solution that gains majority support in its deeply divided parliament. If the parliament can't agree on a way forward, European Council President Donald Tusk is urging a Brexit delay of up to 1 year. But with built-in flexibility to let Britain leave earlier if he has an agreement in place. Or there could be a second referendum. Sarah Shackley, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A 23-year-old ex-convict accused of pulling a cruel hoax by pretending to be a long-missing Illinois boy was charged with making false statements to federal authorities.
The FBI said Brian Rainey had made false claims twice before, portraying himself as a juvenile sex trafficking victim. The Dodd, Ohio man was jailed in Cincinnati after telling authorities he was 14-year-old Timothy Pitson, who disappeared in 2011 at the age of six. The FBI declared Rini's story a hoax after performing a DNA test. U.S. Attorney Benjamin Glassman said the charge should send a message about the damage such false claims can do. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Big Three Basketball League will have its games televised this season on CBS and CBS Sports Network. Three-on-three league of former NBA players expanded from 8 to 12 teams for the upcoming year, which starts June 22nd. CBS Sports Network will air the league's draft on May 1st. More at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PGI's Washington State Attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
What an absolutely gorgeous day at the 45th Annual Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo. On the flight line, 80 degrees. Low humidity, blue skies with some scattered clouds, being around airplanes, talking airplanes and aviation, cigars. We've got our libation ceremony coming up momentarily. Life is good. And we welcome you back for hour number two, along with my special co-host for hour number, well, the entire show, Captain Eric, A330 Captain Extraordinaire. Will be joined in just a few minutes by Mark Baker, the Chief Executive Officer of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. And at the bottom of the hour, Lights Leanhouse, the President and CEO of Sun and Fun, will be joining us. But first up, we need to get to a very important piece of business, and that, of course, is litation and libation ceremonies.
Cigar pre-litation check. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Sergeant Steve is so excited. He wanted to hit the end so he could go to the flight line. I mean, he wants to go see the airplanes. But we've got a special cigar, one of the March 2019 Officers Club selections. There were two Gurkha Marquesas and a Gurkha Ghost. A sleek, alluring cigar with a beautiful, dark Brazilian Arapiraca Maduro wrapper, an aged Criollo 1998 binder, Dominican Nicaraguan fillers, a rich, medium-bodied cigar, notes of cocoa, cinnamon, a fabulous cigar. Gotten lots of great comments, and there's a reason why when the Gurkha Ghost was launched a few years ago, it started flying off retailer shelves. A magnificent cigar. And now I've got to find my cutting device. I've got a bat type of double-edged stainless steel guillotine. I will cut the end of my cigar. And I've got the Cigar Dave Mala. Make America Lightate Again Lighter. Big jet flame. Actually, Captain Eric, wow. I say, you put three of these on the back of a 727, and you're ready to go. Or the back of your car. It's just like being on a 727. I will.
Can you point that away from my eyebrows,
well,
please?
It is a master flame. Wow. And I will huff and rotate.
Yes, yes.
Taking my time.
Hmm.
And again, not a lot of wind today, but you definitely need a litation device that can handle wind. Okay. Excellent. Now.
Thank you.
8 hours bottle to throttle. No boozy on the flight line. That is the rule. So, we need something cool and refreshing on this warm day at Sun and Fun. It is our tradition. We have some cool, refreshing, fresh squeeze lemonade. You can hear it. Four lemons with water and ice. I use stevia, a little bit of sweet and low for you.
Yes.
Sergeant Steve goes old-fashioned sugar. But let me take a sip from my large plastic souvenir cup. Actually, I still have about four of these. Every year I come to Sun and Fun, I get one of these things. You know,
refreshing.
There's nothing like natural, real, cool, crisp lemonade on a warm day. Now, Captain Eric, I want to bring you in. I've been talking about the 737 MAX issue the last 2-3 weeks here on the show. Great reporting by the Seattle Times and the Wall Street Journal. It has come out this week that the Ethiopian Airlines pilots followed the amended procedure when there was either a runway trim or an MCAS issue, their maneuvering augmentation system that Boeing had to concoct because they could not design an airplane that was inherently stable from the beginning because they had to stretch and stretch and stretch a 1968 Boeing 737 fuselage. They needed bigger engines, and to accommodate that, they had to raise the engines forward of the wing and higher, redesign the landing gear. All of a sudden, it changes the CG, the center of gravity, and you've got an inherently unstable aircraft. Well, it turns out that Boeing came out with amended instruction after the Lion Air crash. The cockpit data recorder and voice recorder, turns out the two pilots of Ethiopian Airlines were following the procedure to the T. They disconnected what was needed to be done. They used the manual trim wheel, which is obsolete in any modern-day aircraft. However, there's a little unknown pitfall that every time you use, there was so much pressure on that jack screw that you have to release pressure on the yoke. You actually have to almost pull back, release, and then you use the trim. Well, Boeing didn't say that. Not too many pilots know about that. Boeing is in a big hurt and big load of trouble. And I believe, Captain Eric, you tell me, if I am a captain, a first officer, a pilot, a passenger, a flight attendant, I have no confidence in a Boeing 737 MAX.
Well, I mean, I don't know how to answer that, General. It's such a heartbreaker that that this has happened, and that it appears at this point that there could have been a fix, or I don't know. But
well, how on earth does Boeing sell a system where the only one angle of attack sensor as standard and no warning light in the cockpit as standard? In fact, now it looks like there may have been a bird strike or debris that hit that angle of attack indicator, which rendered it useless. Why do we fly with dual radios? Why do we fly with dual autopilots? Why is there redundancy and quadrundancy built into airplanes? Because things and systems fail. And how Boeing could let an airplane out of their factory with safety, important safety items as optional, is beyond the realm it's unfathomable to me.
No, it is.
How they
it
could
is.
Do that. And for Boeing to sit there and initially try to blame the Lion Air pilots and foreign airplane training, again, unconscionable. And I know that there have been pilots at American and some at Southwest that said, we never saw anything about this MCAS system. And it came out also this week that engineers at Boeing had an opportunity. They wanted to take the latest and greatest state-of-the-art avionics and really make that a smart airplane like the Airbus. However, the reason the engineers didn't is because of pressure from management. They wanted to keep it very similar to the old 737s. In the contracts with all the airlines, there's a $1 million rebate in the event that more than 1 hour of a iPad type of ground instruction was necessary. If pilots had to go into the simulator to learn new systems, $1 million for every plane that Boeing delivered to these airplanes. Now, you tell me that there is not a little issue going on there where Boeing had the opportunity in the 21st century to say, we're going to put a avionics package that is as good as general aviation. Captain Eric, you saw the general aviation avionics, state-of-the-art moving maps and autopilots with an automatic level button and weather, all sorts of things. Boeing had to stay in the 1980s because airlines said, well, we don't want to change anything, otherwise it's going to cost us money to put pilots in a simulator. Again, money over safety. Boeing should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope when this is all said and done that that's not going to be what the findings are as far as safety versus the financial side. But that's always been, a big part of aviation within our community. Unfortunately, you look at your training cost. I don't know anything about the 737 MAX. I've never flown that airplane. I flew the 75, 76, and I flew the 727. All great airplanes, but they did not have any, systems like this on board. The Airbus, we've got what we talked about earlier about our flight laws that protect us. But, it's like triple redundancy on our stuff. So I don't.
And you can still manually control the plane. There's
absolutely
ways to do that.
You now, turn the computers off very easily.
And we've done that
to.
When we've been in the simulator and done steep turns and stalls and other maneuvers. But here's something that's very interesting about the 737 MAX. When you look at a 757 and 767, which you flew, clean sheet designs.
Yes.
Okay, they didn't say we're going to take a 707 and we're going to stretch it and widen it. They said clean sheet design. Had they done that with the new, initially they were going to call it the 7X7 or the 797 or 7, whatever it was, essentially they would have not had the issue with the center of gravity to create a system that overrides the pilot unbeknownst to them, because the new clean sheet design would have handled big engines for the fuel efficiency. So, it's never one thing in an aviation accident, but when you look at Boeing, the engineers were pressed to get that airplane into service. They were pressed to cut corners. They were pressed to dumb it down. They were pressed not to tell the FAA, or they did tell, but not airlines, about the MCAS system. To me, all these point into a very flawed design. And if I'm a passenger, I have zero interest in flying on a 737 MAX. I don't care what the software has been improved. The fact that you need a system to take over because you've designed an inherently unstable aircraft in and of itself sounds loads of warning sirens. When we come back from Sun and Fun, now that I'm on my soapbox, we will be joined by Mark Baker, the CEO of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. We're coming to you front and center from the flight line at the AOPA tent. We appreciate their great hospitality. And Mark, a fellow cigar connoisseur and aviator, longtime friend, will be joining us around the corner.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Day.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive three fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
We remind you that today's flight is 100% cigar-friendly. Tampering with, debating, and destroying the enemies of pleasure is encouraged. Light up and relax as your five-star pilot, Cigar Dave, has more from the flight line.
And we continue from Sun and Fun. What a gorgeous day. just being around airplanes and aviation-related activities and aviation-related personnel, and one of the great champions for general aviation and student pilots and those of us that enjoy the freedom of flying the American-friendly skies, Mark Baker, the president and CEO of the AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, also publisher of AOPA Pilot Magazine and FlightTrainingMagazine.com, and also, I should say, our landlord for our broadcast today. Once again, you've been very generous in allowing us to use your Wi-Fi and your facilities from the AOPA Pavilion here at Sun and Fun, and we greatly appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having us out here today, and we do enjoy your energy here at Sun and Fun. It's something I look forward to every year, is sitting down and talking about good things in aviation.
Aviation, we got you some cigars. I know you live down in the Keys.
Yes, I do.
Exactly.
It looks like you got some good ones here, too, man.
I do. Got some nice Alex. Actually, that one came from Sindicato, so try the Cubico. You're going to like that. And the Particulares, a very Cuban, Cuban-esque reminiscent cigar.
Really?
You'll enjoy that. Yeah. I still have to come visit you down in the Keys.
You keep saying.
Flying. I know. I got to do that. I'll bring the cigars. Yeah, we'll have plenty of. I'll get the stone crabs, too, because I've got.
We'll go and get them fishing. We'll get some fish. We'll go and get some fresh fish.
Sounds like a winner. Yeah, sounds like a winner. Now, you alternate between the Keys and also in Frederick, Maryland, the headquarters of AOPA.
Yep.
Maryland in the summer, not a bad place to be.
Not so bad.
Exactly. So, Mark, we always sit and talk about, just like the cigar industry has challenges, government interference, government relations, what's the latest for people that want to fly the friendly skies? Those of us that are private pilots, general aviation, you know, we've heard about privatization of the FAA. Is government going to stay off our backs under President Trump?
You know, I think the good news is that there's a huge demand in the airline side, but not just the airline side, for jobs, and they call it the workforce issues in every part of aviation. If I was a young person in high school or somewhere along that line, you got to go into aviation. I mean, there's never been a better career opportunity financially, as well as more fun than anybody else can do in any of their other jobs. And the government now sees us, by the way. They are really working with us on our high school education program. We got to figure out how to help flight schools be better. We need more examiners out there. But the good news is, Dave, one of the things that's really interesting is the number of active pilots actually jumped up by 40, 50,000 here in the last couple of years. Between the basic med, we talked about that a couple of years ago, 47,000 people flying on that, got the government out of the way on that one, so you work with your own doctor. Rusty pilots back at 6,000-10,000 of those here recently. More private pilots getting their license this year than any time in the last 20 years.
Really? What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think that there is careers, but I think the economy is good. You know, the economy is really good, and I think people are now looking, saying, I want to do that. Why not now? So it's a time to get into aviating, and it's never been a better time if you want to do it as a career.
Well, we've got Captain Eric here, who's an Airbus A330 international captain, and he started as a private pilot back in college, Cessna 150.
High school. Senior high school.
Cessna 152 here. Mark, what'd you learn on?
I bought a Cessna 150 from a farmer in Rice Lake, Wisconsin for $4,400. I had to sell my Dodge van in 1977 to get it done.
That was a chick magnet back then, that Dodge van, Mark.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, that's another story for another day. But I gave up on that to get my Cessna 150 and get started on it. And, you know, and flying it for, at that time, it really almost broke the bank when gas went from 70 cents a gallon to a dollar.
What we'd wish for a dollar for a gallon of aviation gas, avgas.
On the other hand, I was making $2.29 an hour, so you know.
That's exactly right. But, you know, we see people who start as general aviation pilots that become airline pilots, and we need that feeder system. We need to continue that. And I think it's good that the FAA, after the Colgan Air crash in outside of Buffalo, said we need to have more experienced pilots, and the way to do that, build up time, like the old days where people would say, I got a flight instruct, or I'm going to work, you know, for a private company in the right seat, building time, experience. You wouldn't go to a surgeon and say, hey, it's your first day out of med school, have at it. No, you want a guy that's been taught under someone as an apprentice, if you will, as a resident intern for a number of years.
And the good news in today, if you're a young person wanting to get into aviation, if that's your idea for a career for flying, you can actually make a few bucks while you're a flight instructor. You know, not too many years ago, you flight instructed for not a lot of money, but today you can make 30, 40, 50 bucks an hour flight instructing, which allows you to continue to reinvest in all your other ratings while you're making enough money to get by, which gives you the opportunity then to either go in the regionals or the airlines. The big difference today is people always thought that this was a path through the military. The military doesn't have enough of their own pilots today. So the general aviation world is one's going to drive the numbers from, you know, we fell down to 15,000 privates a year, now over 20. But if you're really going to start to see 30 or 40,000 licenses a year, it's going to come through general aviation.
So we had Jason Shepard of M0A.com. He has revolutionized. I'm sure you remember, and he's still around, John and Martha King.
Yeah,
I bought their courses. Yeah, great folks, and I always enjoyed their style. But you have a younger guy, Jason, came in and said, we're going to be a freemium model. We're going to put loads of content available, technology that wasn't there 10 years ago with YouTube and on your phone and Instagram. And so now what's happened is we're seeing a newer generation of technologically savvy people saying, yeah, I'd like to get into that. They start watching his videos. They buy his course. And now what we're seeing is people that are that can get information easier today than you did when you and I started to fly way back. And I know that AOPA is a wonderful resource, and there are many resources for people that know nothing about flying but want to learn. Tell us about those.
Yeah, AOPA.org, if you go online, will give you a place to start about how do you understand how to evaluate a flight school? How do you figure out what you should be expecting to spend to get your private license? It was interesting talking to Jason the other day, too. He's got about 80% of his people coming through his classes that are just want to be GA pilots, and they want to just fly, which is what we've obviously encouraged, both whether they come from the airline world or they just want to stay in GA. But those resources that are available to you to tell you where there's flight schools that have been successful and the stuff that you can do to learn to be safe, and we constantly try to remind pilots, we are the ambassadors for the general public that don't know much about aviation and aviation safety. Unfortunately, news at 11 doesn't help us, but yet it's a very small number. And we've got a very safe system. We've got a system in America that's not unequaled in the world for access and where you can go. You can go from Florida here to Seattle without talking one time on the radio if you want to.
Now, I am an instrument-rated pilot. I like talking to air traffic control because I like being in the system. And in the event there is an emergency, I'm talking to an air traffic controller at one of the centers or approach control. But what is amazing is I can file my flight plan. I can get all the weather data now with iPad applications and ForeFlight and all the technology, both on the ground and in the cockpit. I don't get a separate bill to file a flight plan, get a weather briefing. I don't get a bill in the mail like in Canada or in Europe or China. I pay a tax for every gallon of avgas, aviation fuel that I buy. It's automatically in there. I don't have to submit a report. I don't have to worry about a quarterly filing. And the last number of years, we've seen people want to privatize the FAA and go to a NAV Canada system. Why is that bad?
It's a really bad idea.
Aside from the obvious, which I just explained.
It's a really bad idea. You know, generally when we talk about privatization, we talk about smaller government. I actually think this would wind up with bigger government because it would be people collecting all these fees at different levels and all those things. The idea that we were going to create a board and be centric to about 300 airports that are used by the airlines was a problem. We've got this great national resource called 5,000 public use airports around this country. And we've got 200,000 general aviation airplanes running around this country, about 15,000 airliners. So while the airlines move about 750 million people a year through the course of the year, we would still move about 170 million people a year go through some kind of a ride in a general aviation airplane.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a pretty significant part of either the business movement, recreational movement, going to see your family, whatever it is, flight training. There is a significant economic issue with general aviation in this country, which is totally unique to any other part of the world. So we wanted to protect that freedom. We want to work on the things with the airlines, which I do, on next-gen communications and all kinds of stuff like that.
Well, we saw it St. Petersburg, Florida, Albert Whitted Airport. Former mayor wanted to close it down and develop it, and AOPA led the fight. And he finally came around saying, you know what, this is a big economic driver for downtown St. Petersburg. And it went to a vote. And an overwhelming majority of citizens in St. Pete said, don't touch that airport.
That's right.
So that is a good thing. We'll continue with Mark Baker, the president, CEO of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and I should say also more importantly, a fellow Alpha and cigar connoisseur, as we continue from the flight line at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
Yeah.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Alpha males travel in style, whether by land, sea, or the air. From the Sun and Fun International Expo in Lakeland, Florida, your Aviator-in-Chief, Cigar Dave.
The official start of the Aviation Expo and fly-in season, if you will, is officially upon us. And it starts in Lakeland And if you are listening to us either on our flagship in the Cigar City of Tampa on 102.5 FM The Bone or WDBO in Orlando, you are just about 30 minutes from Lakeland, the site of Sun and Fun. You need to pop over. It goes on the rest of today, Saturday, and tomorrow, Sunday. Great way to spend a day. Beautiful weather around aviation. Captain Eric, I don't know if you see that. That is a former 747 Rolls-Royce RB211 turbofan engine that has now been made into like a little guest transporter. We've posted pictures in the past.
Yeah, what's the smoke coming from there?
Well, it's simulation. You see everything here at Sun and Fun. Mark Baker, the president and CEO of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, joins us. Mark, let me ask you. People fly in. A lot of people always ask me. They go, so how does it work? You're a private pilot. You fly your plane to an airport. Like, is there a landing fee? Do you have to pay to park? Well, we talk about that model. It's called the FBO, a fixed base operator that provides various services.
You know, the market works pretty well for the most part. There's about 5,000 public use airports in this country, about 3,000 different FBO or fueler systems in this country. And for the most part, at the large majority of the airports, you can come and go, and there's either a small overnight fee to park your airplane, could be $10, $15, at a lot of these municipally owned airports. And we find that to be pretty fair. Some of the bigger airports, there is a two or three, and we hope, more for FBOs because competition ideally keeps the market fair. Their costs are a little higher in some of these urban markets, so we recognize that. So the fuel prices.
West Palm Beach, $9 a gallon, $8.50 a gallon. Three competitors, no pricing whatsoever. There's no competition there. It's all high.
Well, you bought the really good gas, apparently.
Right.
There's only one kind of gas. But anyway, so we want to hold those operators and those cities and airport sponsors responsible. Because when the FAA and the taxpayer built these 5,000 public use airports with taxpayer money, largely out of the air transport fund, the idea that we can have a perpetual system here that is paid for by fuel taxes and represents access for the public. That's why I call it a port. It's not a private airport. It's a port.
Right.
No different than a seaport. And, reasonable fees are accepted, non-discriminatory fees, so it can't really charge differently from one airplane to another, from one user to another, are part of the requirements for them to continue to get their AIP funding, airport improvement funds. And we don't think in some cases that's been as managed from the FAA on down. I've been very disappointed with this group within the FAA. This is their job, the airports division, and we have met a number of times, and we plan to hold them accountable for their role in making sure that it's fair, not discriminatory, and create public access to these airports. And that's the way the system works. We want people coming in doing business, coming in to see their family, coming in and going at reasonable prices. We want the FBO industry to be profitable, because without a profitable FBO industry, we won't have them. We don't want that. But we want it to be fair. It doesn't make sense for one area to be $9 a gallon and 30 miles away for it to be $3 a gallon.
Right. And again, when the public taxpayer is putting the bill for much of these improvements, you're exactly right. And you have to remember, you talk about all the thousands of airports that are in this country. You have some small towns where if somebody is ill, an air ambulance flies in. They don't have to go. Somebody lives in rural Georgia. They can be flown from that area to Atlanta or another big city. They don't have to drive 200-300 miles to a big airport to get commercial service. People forget there's so many small cities and towns that have these airports. And I know, because I fly into them and find different places to go for lunch or even for business. I'm able to fly into different places that I don't have to go into the big city airport, but is actually closer to where I'm doing business. So it really is, we're very fortunate to have all these thousands and thousands of airports. And many people think, oh, there's only like 100 airports, 200 in the country. Not so at all.
That's right. These thousands of airports, and we've worked now with Congress in creating a new energy level about reinvesting in some of these regional airports that are disaster relief airports, whether they be Santa Monica for earthquake or, as we saw last year down in the Keys, where we had to use Marathon and Key West because the road was closed for 10 days. The only way in and out was through an airplane.
That's right.
And water supplies, all those kind of things. We've seen it in New Jersey. We've seen it in Texas. The only way in and out of these disaster relief areas, current flooding in Nebraska.
Panama City.
Yes.
That's it.
That's right.
You've got to bring things in, and that's when they really realize what a jewel that the public airport is.
Yes. And it's paid for already by the taxpayer a long time ago.
That's right. Freest system in the world. I love it. I don't have to file any reports. I don't get a bill at the end of the month. The more I fly, the more fuel I use, the more I pay.
That's right. That's fair.
That is a very fair system. I don't need any more paperwork. Thank you very much. Mark Baker, the president and CEO of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. As always, wonderful to have you. Wonderful to see you. Thank you for the hospitality. I'm telling you, next fall, we have to do, I'm coming down to the Keys to see you.
Great.
We will do some cigars. We'll do some stone crabs.
Yep.
And shoot the bull a little bit. Talk aviation. Talk about the good life.
The good life.
All good.
See you then.
All right. Mark Baker of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. When we come back, the final and concluding segment from the 45th Annual Sun and Fun International Flying and Expo, we're joined by John Lights Leinhouts, the CEO. What a fantastic gathering of about 300,000 aviation enthusiasts, pilots, people that just enjoy being outside and being around airplanes. We'll be joined by Lights and wrap it up from the flight line around the corner.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand. Also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now. If you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of the Cigar Dave Show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns.
Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Command Center Alpha has taken to the skies today. From the annual Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo, your sky pilot of Alpha Male Pleasure, Cigar Dave.
What an absolutely gorgeous way to spend an afternoon. Beautiful weather, warm, being around the scent of jet fuel, avgas, the sound of planes buzzing in the air, flying with their turbojet engines, and just people having a good time, walking around, smiling, being around aviation. And there is a man that we have to end the show with, only appropriate. There's no such thing as lights off with our next guest. It is always lights on. John Lights On Lienhouts, the president and CEO of the Sun and Fun International Flying and Expo, year 8 lights. Great to have you back. The enthusiasm, the energy continues. Captain Eric lived in Tampa 27 years?
Yes.
Has never been to a Sun and Fun. I made him come.
I know, isn't it?
And what did you think, Captain Eric? Tell him.
It's just like you said, everybody is in such a good mood here. It's fantastic. Everybody in this area, well, of course, everybody from all over the nation are here. But, I mean, it's everybody needs to be here. It's fantastic.
Everybody is here that's anybody.
All right. And we're going to have, what, when it wraps up, today's Saturday, when it wraps up tomorrow, Sunday, what, 300,000 people, something like that?
Absolutely. They come from all over the world. Every state in the nation is represented here, whether they're being coming in on the airliner or their own airplane or they're driving in. They come from all over. It's a phenomenal collection of great people that love the...
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Down that road, that one step forward, all of a sudden they start picking up steam and they'll take over and they get it done. But this event, this giant fundraiser, fuels that jet carrying those kids, those young men and women, into the future of aerospace.
Lights, even though Sun and Fun is 1 week, and I know you get no sleep during the week, that I know. But this is a 52-week job. I mean, this is the 45th year, and I can tell you, the last 8 years, every year it gets bigger and better. Better attendance. You're always improving it. It never ends.
It can't, because if you slow down for 1 second, you're going to get passed. And we're not in the business to beat anybody else out of the game. We just want to make this the best, enjoyable, rewarding experience for anyone that loves aviation. So we struggle with all the things we do wrong during this. So at the end of this event, we're going to go back and figure out what could we have done better. We get guests to give us ideas. We see things we could do better. And we start working on that. Day one for the next year's show is going to be Monday morning when we close after the Sunday night tail dragger. But what you got to understand is this is a vibrant, live, exciting events center. We are a KOA campground now for 51 weeks.
I didn't know that.
We are a fairgrounds for 51 weeks. We are a convention center for 51 weeks. We'll do 100 events on this campus between now and the next year's show.
I had no idea. Give us some examples of some of the events that will go on.
Carlisle, Pennsylvania brings a four-day car show down here. They'll do 450 classic cars across the auction block in 2 days. Thousands of cars out here.
Never knew that.
1,500 vendors selling car parts. We do a preempt to go to the big AKC dog show up in New York. They do the four-day event down here. The dogs that win here, they go there. We do gun show. We refer to those as Armament Expos.
Armament Expos. We say guns here on the Cigar Dave Show. It's okay.
So we do gun shows. We'll do six gun shows that are 3 days long all throughout the year. We do giant 1,000-person weddings, receptions, company events out here. We are the
number. Wait a minute. I could have had my bar mitzvah here.
You could have had the bar mitzvah.
Who knew?
And guess what? This is where they do the Florida State Barbecue Championship.
Oh, wait, when is that?
Wow.
That is the last weekend in January.
All right, we're marking that down, Steve-O. Sergeant Steve, we're coming back here. Lights, we're going to get all the info for you. We'll do a show. We want to come here. How many people? How many grills?
35,000 people will come to the barbecue. It's a Friday afternoon, evening, and all day Saturday. And the competition is big bucks. Well, we have Myron Mixon, the number one barbecue in the world, was in here, and he didn't even win.
You haven't met Colonel Ange from the Pooch Pit in the Western New York Theater of Operations. When Colonel Ange comes down, look out, man. Nobody comes a close second. So I didn't realize that, and this is right on the air, we're on the south end of the airport, of Lakewood and Linder Airport, that this is vibrant 52 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do the Family Motor Coach Association rally down here. They'll bring in 600 motor coaches. They'll pack this place, and it goes for 5 days.
Was it always like this?
No.
Or under you?
I got here in 2011. They were doing one event a year.
One.
The fly-in. One event. Now we do 100. Now the cash doors are flowing, and we have become what they call a social enterprise. So we have a capital company. We rent the facility. We make money, and we put it into a social event. It's called education, aerospace education for the students. That's why we're able to put in over $500,000 annually into scholarships. We're doing 3 private pilots a month. Who does that? Nobody does that. And it's all because everybody comes to this event. Guess how many people do all this? 27. 27 people on the payroll.
So you are lean.
We are a lean, mean fighting machine. We dump down to fighter weight, and we're kicking ass. All right?
Now, let me ask you this. When we come in, there is a school. There's an academy there.
That's our high school.
That's the high school. Right.
That's
so
ours.
How many students are in the high school?
356 right now, of the 356 students, we've got 220 of them are in the Junior Air Force ROTC. That school is an academy. It's a workforce academy. It's all sciences. I'm sorry, you wouldn't want to go there because they don't have band, they don't have art, but you wouldn't go there.
I didn't go to band camp, okay? Let's just get that straight, all right? No band camp for me.
So those students, and they're top quality. They all carry a 2.75 grade point or better. We have 100% graduation. They all wear the uniform they chose to wear. They all have a chance for scholarships to fly, to fix, and go to college. We give out about $5,000 scholarships every year, and once you get the first one, you get 3 more for 3 more years. So our students are able to leave here, go to college, and leave with, that's right, no debt, walking right into a great career in aviation.
That is fantastic. What if somebody wants to get into aviation management?
Right here. Matter of fact, the school that Luke's going to has a professional course in aviation technician management. So they come out of here with their A&P license. They go over to the college. They learn how to manage it, and they can start their own A&P shop.
Outstanding. So really, giving you the future and all the money's raised goes right back into aviation. Aviation education continuing. So all these students are going to come back. One of them may have your job down the road.
Let's hope so.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you've got probably enough gas in the tank for about another 400 years, so you're good. But when you say, you know what, I think I'm just going to kick back and enjoy a little bit, do a little more flying, because I know you were a military aviator.
Yes, sir. 27 years of Navy aircraft carriers. You know, as I said, it's a haze gray and underway is the only way. So I spent 27 years, 10 cruises, on 10 different carriers all around, sailed on every ocean on the planet, been to every continent, and had a wonderful life meeting the best people all around the planet. Now, we did have an old saying is up on the Ready Room board up there. It said, join the Navy, fly to exotic countries, meet interesting people, and kill them. But you know, we only did if they were bad. Only if they were bad.
Only if they were bad, exactly. And Lights, tell us how you got that nickname. We've talked about it before. Lights.
Hey, you know, everybody's going to get a nickname sooner or later. The Navy doesn't like to pick your own because that wouldn't be fair. I'd be Viper, right? Well, that wasn't going to work. So my last name is Leadhouse. And they go, well, you know, that sounds an awful lot like a lighthouse. But wait a minute, you're making so many stupid mistakes. I think the lights are out in that house. We're going to call you Lights Out.
Lights Out.
So I was Lights Out for about 3 years until I stopped making mistakes. Because you got to understand, in naval aviation, we're really brutal to each other. You just, the debriefs from every mission is they just, we chew each other up. But it makes you stronger, makes you better, makes you smarter, makes you more a professional. So the part of that is they get, you give you a really bad name and you learn to, you fight your way out of it. Because you're not going to get rid of it until you start getting smarter.
And Lights is what everybody calls. Nobody calls you John.
No,
it's Lights.
It's Lights. Everybody says, hey, there goes Lights again.
Exactly. I mean, you're like Tiger. I mean, nobody knows him by Elrod. Or is it Elrod, Eldrick, something? Yeah, Eldrick, right. It's Tiger. It's Lights.
So, hey, you want to know something really interesting? We just found out the other day. This is going to be a cool number. It's going to blow your socks away. So I told you about all the stuff we're doing, all those 100 events we do throughout the year. And we're doing all these students that are flying. So there's a lot of flight activity now, what we never used to have. Because I got 50 students right now that are in the pipeline learning to fly on our dime. 50 in the pipeline. So guess how much flying is going around. So we're bringing in jobs. We're bringing in gas prices that go down. So they did a research study 6 months, 2018. You know what they found our economic engine was? Right here in Central Florida. Sun and Fun, the Aerospace Center for Excellence, drives $249 million
wow.
of economic wow. impact to the region on an annual basis.
That is huge. And I'll tell you, before you got here, things were iffy with Sun and Fun, and you came in and really righted the ship. Tell us how you got the gig, because really, you know, it's kind of out of the blue.
It was. My wife and I were going to retire, jump on a Harley, start riding around the country. I was retiring from Northrop in my second career, and it was done. And then a friend of mine emailed me and says, there's a job with your name on it down at Lakeland. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's it. I didn't even know there was a job open down there. So I looked online. Sure enough, I sent in a resume that says, too late. We've already closed out the – got 180 applicants. I said, well, okay, I'm done. And then I waited a couple of weeks, and I got a letter in the mail said, you made it in the top 30. Well, that's pretty cool. That sounds like fun. Then next thing I know, I get a phone call. You're in the top 10. Then I get a call and says, hey, how about an interview on a Thursday? I go, I got to be in Los Angeles for a Northrop meeting. Oh, well, okay, too bad. See you later. Click, hang up. Wait another day or two, get a call back. How about Friday? I said, okay, Friday is it. I'm coming to a birthday party in Tampa. I might as well come on down. We'll get you a hotel room. No, don't waste your money. I'm not going to get the job. I'll pay it on my own dime. So I come down, go to the interview, give them a ration. They asked me a bunch of questions, and they asked me, what do you think? You got any questions? I go, yeah. Whose bright idea was it to move that damn thing up into March? My buddy's up north of the Mason-Dixon line, can't get down here. And they're like, oh, that was a bad idea. Yeah, I tell you it was a bad idea.
Right.
So I figured at that moment, I'm done. All I'm going to get is a couple of VIP tickets. So I go to the hotel, and we're sitting there at the bar, and next thing you know, I get a phone call from the guy who was the headhunter. He says, you want the job? And I go, well, you got two more to interview on Monday. And he goes, do you want that job or not?
It's yours.
I said, okay.
And you moved from Jacksonville down to Lakeland.
Right. Moved from Jacksonville to Lakeland in August. Didn't have a place to stay. The chairman of the board had a ranch out on the north side. He had a double wide. We moved into trailer trash, and we were just having ourselves a good old time. We lived out there for 9 months, built a house here on the south side of Lakeland, and never looked back. And we keep a house in Jacksonville because our kids and grandkids are up there. So we got a 64 Comanche, and we zip back and forth to see them on the weekends and stuff now.
Well, I'll tell you what. I need, when things quiet down a little bit here, I'm going to fly Alpha Army 1 here to Lakeland. Let's have lunch here.
On me.
No. I'll take you to lunch. Don't worry about it. And we'll have a great time. And then what we need to do is I'll drive here where I'm going to stay overnight, and we'll have some cigars and some libations.
Now, if you're really serious about that,
yes.
I'll bring you to the inner sanctum of Trader John's Flyboy Bar and Aero Club.
Done.
Which is the number one personally owned bar in Lakeland. It's in my house.
You can perfect. Even better. Casa Lights.
Casa Lights.
It's a beautiful thing. Well, you've done a magnificent job, Lights. There's a reason that they hired you, the infectious personality, the energy, and it shows in Sun and Fun. Congratulations again. Luke, congratulations
thank
to you.
You.
Captain Eric, many thanks. And Sergeant Steve, great job as always. What a delight to come from the flight line at Sun and Fun. I could do this 52 weeks out of the year. Cigar Dave, the general saying, Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. And may your landings the smooth, squeaky, and ultra grease so the passengers don't feel a thing like being on Alpha Army One and a magic carpet ride.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.